A Higher Things Reflection for Tuesday of the fourth week of Easter, April the 23rd, 2024. And this is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as He has commanded us. Whoever keeps His commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit whom He has given us. 1 John chapter 3, verses 23 through 24. In the name of Jesus, amen. Love one another. That's easy in principle, right? I can love my neighbor over there in my mind pretty easily. But my annoying neighbor in math class, my borderline bully of a neighbor in PE, not so easy. Let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and truth. Those are hard words to hear. Those words from St. John call you to action. They call for actual acts of love for your actual neighbors, even the neighbors you might not like very much. Being a little Christ to those around you isn't easy. Of course, the example you have is Jesus himself. How can you even try to match the example of Jesus? You can't, period. There's no way you can love your neighbor to the extent that Jesus has loved you and everyone else on earth. And that's okay, because he is God, and you are not. Still, you are called to love your neighbors, as hard as it might be. And truly, that's a good thing. When you love your neighbors, you show the world, even in a limited way, how God in Christ loves them and you. And when you don't love your neighbor as you should, it casts Christ and the church in a bad light. There have been far too many examples of that from the church ever since Jesus ascended to the Father, unfortunately. Yet he is gracious in all of that and still loves and forgives and calls and gathers his saints together. He commands that you believe in Christ. Again, that is something you do only because the faith he gives you believes for you. That same faith that you have which believes in Christ also helps you love your neighbor. Don't get in the way of the faith Jesus gave you. It's doing the work of saving you, of loving your neighbors and leading you to be a light in this world. It's the word of life. It will never steer you wrong, but lead you in the way of peace and salvation. In the name of Jesus, amen. Heavenly Father, grant your mercy and grace to your people in their many and various callings. Give them patience and strengthen them in their Christian vocation of witness to the world and of service to their neighbor in Christ's name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This collection of over 600 hand-drawn Christian symbols by artist and author Edward Riojas will teach you the extensive history of the imagery of the Church. Each symbol is a beautiful and historical connection to generations of Christians that have worshipped before you. A complete guide to Christian symbols, now available from Concordia Publishing House.